All Things by Sean McAvoy. Philippians 1:10. So that you may approve the things that are excellent. The Apostle Paul was obsessed, gloriously so, with the victory of Christ that created freedom in Christ under the lordship of Christ. Or at least that helps me to explain his nonstop use of the phrase all things in his letters to the church. With two little words over and over again, Paul reminds us just how much authority has been given unto Jesus. If it doesn't take hold to hear that all authority in heaven and earth has been given him, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, that the battle has been won once and for all, Paul goes further into specific areas of our lives to drive the point home. Consider how powerful it is that Paul tells you that you, because of Christ, can now endure. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Become. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some, 1 Corinthians 9:22. Believe. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Actively love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, 1 Corinthians 3:7. Trust. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1:16 and 17. Let go, that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things. 1 Thessalonians 4:6. Profit through surrender. All things are lawful to me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Grow truly wealthy, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. 2 Corinthians 6:10. The list doesn't end there either. These powers and this dominion go beyond Superman, way past any government or earthly authority. You serve the one who has them, and rather than oppressing you with his might, he leaves you free to live and move and exist in all things. Truly, his is an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:10 and 11. All you have to do is make him Lord of all your things, which he already is anyway. What you must do is actively acknowledge it. With those kind of mad skills at his disposal, why wouldn't you? That's one tremendous, unlimited inheritance. Intersecting faith and life. Have you ever taken inventory of the things you really, definitely need to be able to do in life, in faith, in family, and in the church, as opposed to the things you don't? Start to notice the difference by meditating on one of the above passages. For example, we know Philippians 4:13 doesn't mean we can jump off a skyscraper and survive, or win an Olympic foot race. So what does faith in Jesus give us the power to do? Where have you ever experienced this power to go beyond your own abilities, genes, talents, finances, or circumstances? For further reading, check out Colossians 1:13 through 29.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.